Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parshas Balak, Shir 39. If Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal was renowned for his Hasmada in Torah, his Talmidim, when they would make Chasanas and they would ask him to Misadi Kedushin, he would insist that the Chasana starts later than usual because if Shmuel Zatzal would not leave the yeshiva until after Second Seder. During the war, Reb Shmuel Zatzal was with the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai in China. After the war was over, he traveled by boat to San Francisco. The ship left Shanghai on January 1st, 1949, and approximately 3 weeks later, it docked in California in San Francisco. Throughout the trip, everybody else was busy with other things, but Reb Shmuel was always busy learning, or talking and learning. As the ship approached the coast of California, they could see the Golden Gate Bridge, which is considered one of the most iconic bridges in the world. Everybody ran to the top deck to look at the bridge. Someone came to tell Reb Shmuel that the bridge was in sight and you should come look at it. Reb Shmuel said, "It's okay, I'm going to stay with my Gemara, I don't have to go look at it." The man asked Reb Shmuel, "It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Don't lose your chance. When's the next time you're going to be able to see such a magnificent bridge?" And Reb Shmuel said, "You're right. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But it's also a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to withstand the Nisayan of stopping the Gemara to look at this bridge. And I don't want to miss that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And therefore, I will stay with the Gemara." And let's analyze this story. Many times we are faced with once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. We are faced with an opportunity to make a lot of money if we do something that's maybe not so erlich, or if we are mevatel a certain seder, or we are not so makbid on tefillah, we can make a lot of money, we could be matzliach. Or there's other opportunities that arise that we feel we have to grab, even if sometimes we are stepping on inyanim and avodas Hashem. Reb Shmuel is explaining to us that we have to understand that the Nisayon itself is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And therefore, yes, it is an opportunity that you might be giving up. But a more important opportunity might be the opportunity to pass this test. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam arranges these tests on purpose to give you an opportunity for tremendous growth that might not come again. And if we seize the opportunity, will be zeiche to a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of real growth. So next time we're faced with a test, let's remember, it's up to us to choose the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity or to pass the once-in-a-lifetime test.